Levi Casbolt to finish the show before we hand over to Michael Felgate a little bit later on. But time to touch base with one of the main men in Australian rules football. Full stop, Rocket E joins us on a Tuesday in Coach's Corner, and he's back again today in grand final week. Hello, Rodney.
Morning, Half. How are you, buddy?
Oh, Whitey? Well, how very well. Whitey's cool. We're all up and about. It's grand final week. Happy days. How are you?
flying, yeah. Looking forward to the weekend after a slow weekend with lockdown and no footy, no nothing. So that was good, wasn't it? It was great.
It was. It was not. You know what? It was actually nice to do bugger all on the weekend.
You sure about that?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
no, I actually enjoyed it.
I didn't mind. I've heard a lot of experts say, oh, I know it's the worst weekend, but no, I didn't mind it. I thought it was okay.
Because there was no expectation. I didn't have to work, because it's not Monday to Friday, so there's no work to do. There's no expectation. Just chill, lie on the couch and just watch the races and have a great time.
Yeah, we can't do anything, can we? And you can't be badgered by anybody to go and do something because we couldn't do anything, so that was okay.
You're more than welcome to come to our house. I'll get someone to badger you.
No, not welcome to be badgered. Not welcome. So what's happening in camp at the moment, Rocket? Yeah, the Dogs or the D's. What are we? 5 days out. 5 days, 4 days. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So 4 days out. Four and a half days with the night game. 4.5 days out from the actual event, Rocket. What's happening in Clubland?
It'd be interesting, being so different, being in. And they're not saying it's a hub, but being in a hub. Really, I know they can go normal life, but being in a hotel the whole time. Normally this time is the advice I always had, and it's still applicable, or was still applicable to a couple of years ago, is just get rid of all your menial tasks that people, you know, your phone calls or your tickets for family and all the other stuff that can be distracting. I'd imagine by the end of the week, turn the phone off, because people will be meaning well and well wishes, but you'll get tests. Text and phone calls and all the best, and you just don't want to get caught up in that. So it's more about relaxing, try not to think of game too much, keep it as normal as you can, even though it's not normal, and then really start to sharpen it by the end of the week. I think each team, it'll be interesting from a coaching point of view. The most fascinating thing for me, and I think I spoke about it Whitey before, is what tactics the teams are going to employ. You really couldn't, if it was a horse race, and I'm not a horsing man, but you couldn't split them really, can you, in a race? They play different styles, but if you're going to bank it on effort, well, you'd say they're both the same. Talent's not far apart. I reckon it's going to, if the effort's up and the talent's on display, I just think what tactics are going to be used. And they play different game styles, what they do around stoppages, how Melbourne react to Bontempelli, is there going to be tags? Do they sit on one or two? And that's not only in the midfield, but also in their own particular forward or the opposition's forward line. So I think it's going to be fascinating.
Now, this is what I wanted to talk to you about, because I've got to preface these comments by saying that the conversation on AFL 360 last night was between two coaches that had won 7 premierships.
Right.
So I think they know what they're talking about.
Right.
But, Rocket, they talked about how they wouldn't tag. Now, I know that neither Richmond or Hawthorn tag, but they talk about how with their system and the way it's set up, they wouldn't tag. But there have been examples this year that when clubs have done a hard tag on Liberatore, it affects the Bulldogs. If you do a hard tag on a Clayton Oliver, if you do a hard tag potentially on a Petrarca, which I'm not sure you can do with the role he plays, but just maybe put someone on him, that it could have an impact on the game. Would you be doing something different on Saturday that hasn't been done during the year, or is that too dangerous when you've done it a certain way the whole way through? Because generally speaking, the Bulldogs of Melbourne don't tag. James Harms maybe, but
the interesting one for me is Harms has done that in Liberatore and they won, so they've already trialled that, so they can wheel that out, not a problem. Dunkley is another one that has gone to players in the finals. They would say he hasn't tagged, but he's the one that can go to Oliver. So they've already done that. So it's such a big game. You couldn't afford Oliver just to run loose. I wouldn't have thought. Petrarca, well, maybe. The other one interesting, so to answer your question, I think some of these players will get sat on And the second part of that question, I would have been a coach that you could, on the big day, I still would not try something, but throw something different at them as well. So if there was another tag. The other one's going to be the end of the ground. Do they, and the Bulldogs have done it last couple of weeks, and that was new to them. So you can't just say, I haven't tried it during the season. With Shacky, Hannon on the forwards. So what do they do with that? I suppose they did it round 21 on what it was against Melbourne as well. What do the Bulldogs do with Salem? Do they just let him sit off the stoppage all the time and just rack him up? Do they let Daniel just sit off the stoppage and rack him up? Because the Bulldogs get very aggressive where they're positioning. So Daniel, at both games, has had 30 possessions against them. And he gets higher off the... The Bulldogs are a stoppage team, so everything is set up around their stoppages. It's not only inside the stoppage, but it's where the players position themselves to receive the ball. Layers, let's call them layers. The next layer or the layer after that. So players mightn't have to tag them, but they've got to be mindful where they Melbourne players, yeah, where they position, so Daniel can't be an offensive player from that position.
So that's what I want to sort of explore a bit further, because with what they were saying last night, there's the hard tag, and then there's watching players, or there's sitting on a player at a particular time during the match if they get out of control, yeah, all those, yeah, sorts of things. Are you able to explain the difference between a hard tag and sitting on someone or watching someone as opposed to playing on an opponent?
Yeah, it's, I suppose if you're watching someone, it's a team focus. So an example would be Melbourne Harms is on Libba. So Libba goes to high forward, which is one of the Bulldogs' tricks. They have a mid-player high forward out of stoppage. He'll come into the stoppage. Or Bontempelli will swap with him at the stoppage. So Bontempelli takes the high forward. Libba then goes into the stoppage as the half forward. Does the half-back follow him? Generally, they let him go, and he's got a free rein.
Yep.
So, or Bailey Smith or whoever the case may be. Harms, if he's tagging, will go with Libba no matter where the position is, and they'll just have to communicate and someone else will take a different role at the stoppage. Now, a watching player, to say the same player, and it might even be with a Daniel, Libba starts here and he goes, okay, as another mid, this is what we'll do and we've got to watch Libba. It'll be out of three players, you'll assign three or four players to say, well, you're one, two and three and four in batting order, and if Libba's there, you're the one that goes to him in that situation. So we've just got to watch. Salem or Daniel is the best example of that as well. Melbourne love to have a plus one. So they're able to stoppage. They love to drop someone back so they support their defence. So that allows the other end of the stoppage is that a Melbourne will put someone in. So Daniel will sag off the contest and be in a really attacking position to receive the ball, say 5-10 metres off. So he'll need to be rounded up by another forward. So you make a two-on-one. Or he's the most dangerous defender, so I don't care who you are, whether it's Jackson, whether it's Brown, whether it, whoever it is, you let your player go and you go and sit on Daniel. So we just at that moment in time that we watch him, that he cannot be a free player. So it's a community focus, doesn't matter which forward it is. So it's the same with Salem at the other end. Just don't worry about where you position yourself. We just need to watch him at stoppages.
That's a great explanation.
So there's the hard tag, there's the watch him as a, and then might be the soft tag. And they may go what we call hot and cold on them. May go, Liver will go hot on him cold on him with Harms. We'll put him, just try and put him to sleep. Then we'll make a two-on-one, we'll get Petrarca to go to him, and then Petrarca trying to get off him.
Yeah.
So now you're giving him different looks and giving him things that he's got to think about. So that's always an option as well. There's a lot of intrigue going around those stoppages, and that's more Beveridge's want.
Yes.
And that's where he's very good at, and that's what he wants. Melbourne want a transition game. The Bulldogs want a stoppage game and get their flow from that. Melbourne want an intercept, pressure on the ball, turn it over, and then get transition game and get the game going on their terms.
Because half as we've been talking to Max and Marcus through the final series and through the year, to be frank, I get the feeling it's like Melbourne played a certain way. That's the way they play. And we're going to back our system in that it's going to beat everyone else because we do what we do really well. Whereas the Bulldogs do tend to mix it up a little bit more with the way they go about it, depending on a situation or depending on a team. So that's what intrigues me a little bit, is what Rocket's saying. Does the nutty professor in Beveridge go with something really crazy and try and upset Melbourne? Or is that the Bulldogs taking their eye off the ball, that they should be more focusing on what they do well too? I don't know.
Well, we'll see. Well, you talk about being able to throw something different, Rocket. I mean, if you are going to do that in the grand final and change a look to some degree and try and get a response from the opposition coaching box, I imagine is why you would try and do that early doors. What's the key to that? Is the key to that selling the plan, selling the message to the players, if you're going to change something for a grand final?
Oh, for sure. There's no doubt. They have to know what they're doing. So you have to school them, try and train it. If they can, there's a lot of eyes on it this week. An example of that would be, though, is doing very similar, say, the Bulldogs, but using a different player in that role. So I'm talking about Caleb Daniel.
Yeah.
Do they know that Daniel, and once they might react and say, listen, if he's getting watched, let's get another player who Melbourne haven't planned for to go in that position. So let him, like Bailey Dale, or it might be a player who's on a really good, they might use Daniel as a lure, get their player, Melbourne go afford to go to him. Daniel then sucks out of the contest and puts someone else in there who becomes in a dangerous position that hasn't been used before in that role. He would know it because the defenders talk about that all the time. So those little nuances and little different things, that's where the subtleties will happen. I don't think they'll do anything out of the ordinary, completely different. It'll be the stoppage game. I think their basics will be there, but within that, there'll be little nuances. I think it's more for me how Melbourne react. When they lost last time, Melbourne just kept it going the same way. They kept having a spare defender. Bulldogs had an extra one at the contest. And in the end, I know it got to within a goal with about 7 or 8 minutes to go, but the Bulldogs prevailed. And they let Bontempelli kick that goal, and he was really freed by himself at the stoppage.
Yeah.
So they've really got to be mindful. If they can take that away from the Bulldogs or put the heat on them when they've got the ball, that'll go a long way to having Melbourne win. If Melbourne don't put enough pressure on the ball and let them free, now the Bulldogs will win.
Maxie said something interesting before the news, Rocket, when we caught up with him, about Simon Goodwin planning his, he reckons he'd be planning his three-quarter time speech. Now, we always think about the pre-game speech, and we build up to big games from a coaching perspective, and what story they're going to tell and what theme are they going to use. But very rarely do we think about the break speeches, particularly the three-quarter time one, which probably is the most important one for that last effort push. How much time goes into that?
I must admit, I never thought too much about quarter, half-time or three-quarter time speech. It was more, though, on the theme that you've had for the week that you'd pull that out. Depending on the game, you could be 6 goals up and 6 goals down. I don't know if you can have the same speech.
Yeah.
In the situations, or some things are going right and some things are going wrong that you hadn't thought of. Even though you're supposed to think about everything, but the thing is, I didn't see this coming. Like the Port Adelaide, what can Hinkley do at quarter time?
Yeah,
he really didn't see that coming. So it's more about the theme you've had, whether it's courage, whether it's perseverance, whether it's whatever the case may be, and you talk about how the game's going. This is what we need to correct. This is where we need to keep going, etc. Look out for this, and then talk about the theme and weave that theme in, because that's been what you've thought about all week, and you've had a video and you've had a story and all a narrative that you've had all week. You can peel that and you can raise your voice up and down depending on the situation of the game.
Mm. Have you got one that from your coaching career that sticks out as the one that you really nailed, your theme in your story?
I did one on JFK. I was big on political figures. Did one on JFK, which I thought was pretty good.
What did the players think?
I thought I was pretty happy with that one. I did one on Martin Luther King. I did one on Jackie Robinson.
Goodness me.
So one on Julius Caesar, crossing the Rubicon. That saying, where that come from, and how that applies to where we are. So
the philosophy.
Making decisions. So, yeah, a bit of that.
Magnificent stuff. Magnificent. Well, I'm intrigued, but you might need to have a chat to the CFMEU boys and sort out Johnny Sector and the crew.
How they go?
After yesterday.
They're flying. I think they've lost their structure.
I'm not sure they're on the same page, Rocket.
No, I don't think they are.
Three-quarter time might be interesting for Johnny, I reckon. Hey, Paul, there
so
you go.
Get back there. They're not playing their roles, are they?
Not playing your role. We're just asking you to do your job. We don't want you to be a hero.
No, bugger that. Every man for himself.
Before we let you go, Rocket, who wins?
Look, I think it'll be really close. I'm hoping it'll be really close. I've had a feeling Melbourne all the time.
Yep.
It really comes down. People will say contested ball. They'll say how you use it. To me, it's the amount of pressure. If you have who has the best pressure game, and I love to see the stats after the game, who has the most consistent pressure, I think will win. I think they've got enough talent forward of the ball and their movement and their midfielders. So, you know, the Bulldogs have got a bit more depth and a few more tricks. But I just think if the pressure's not on any particular side to the degree it should be, and it should be up to nearly 200, that pressure rating every quarter, I reckon whoever. And I think Melbourne showed to me the last couple of games that their pressure around the ball should be able to get them over the line. So that's for me. The tactics will play a bit of a role, which I think suits Beveridge. I don't know whether Melbourne change on the run enough or can. But I think Melbourne just.
Music to the ears of the Demons fans building up to the big game on Saturday. Always a pleasure talking footy with you, Rocket. We look forward to doing it again very, very soon. Stay well and look out for Johnny.
All the best, mate.
Good stuff. Rodney Eva, this Coach's Corner on The Breakfast Club. We'll get to a break. Levi Casvald is going to join us after this. Stick around.